The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released a revised assessment today on the Bristol Bay watershed. The report says building the Pebble Mine near the headwaters of a world-class salmon fishery could wipe out as many as 90 miles of streams and alter stream flows. EPA Regional Administrator Dennis McLaren said the document generally affirms conclusions reached in the initial report last year. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The document was released Friday morning and was shortly followed by a press conference featuring Region 10 EPA Administrator Dennis McLaren. He noted that the agency was pushing to get the new version of the assessment out before fishing season hits.
We realize that folks up in Bristol Bay have a fishing season that they get underway in the summertime.
The new draft version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment is now on the EPA website, and the deadline to provide comments is May 31st. The main goal of the assessment is to allow the agency to better understand the impact if large-scale mineral developments were to occur in the Bristol Bay region. The most obvious such development is the proposed Pebble Mine. The prospect of one of the largest mines on Earth being developed in the region resulted in several tribal governments, environmental groups, and commercial fishing organizations to call on the EPA to step in and use its authority to stop the issuance of permits that would be needed to develop a large mine in the region. The EPA decided to not go that far and instead has put together the watershed assessment to inform its future decision-making about the issue. McLaren stressed that those decisions are not part of the new watershed assessment.
What we're doing today is releasing a scientific document, not making any regulatory determinations. EPA has made no decision about if or how it might use our authorities under the Clean Water Act or other laws to protect Bristol Bay.
Entities on all sides of the Pebble Mine issue are responding to the release of the new assessment. The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association issued a statement asking their members to comment on the new document by noting that some 14,000 jobs will ultimately be jeopardized if the Pebble Mine is developed. On the other side of the issue is U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who continues to label the watershed assessment as a flawed document. In a written statement, Alaska's senior U.S. senator stated that attempts to prejudge any mining project before the full details of the proposal are submitted to the EPA for review is unacceptable. Senator Murkowski went on to note that the permitting process exists for a reason, and a federal agency can no more ignore the established process than can the applicant. Former State Senator Rick Halford has become one of the leading voices against allowing development of the Pebble Mine, and he claims the EPA used the Pebble Partnership's own plans to inform the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
You know, the whole thing about this imaginary mine plan, the fact that it came out of the Wardrobe Report, a report paid for and filed with the SEC by one of the major partners, really answers a lot of questions. And it brings to light the ridiculousness of saying that that's not a mine plan. It is a mine plan. They paid for it. It's okay to tell your shareholders, but it's not okay to tell the regulators. Doesn't wash with the public.
The Pebble Limited Partnership issued a statement Friday that quoted CEO John Shively as saying that it seems the EPA has not changed its deeply flawed approach of creating and evaluating a completely hypothetical mine plan instead of waiting until a real, detailed mine plan is submitted to regulators as part of a complete permit application. The partnership has recently reiterated that they intend to enter the NEPA permitting process sometime later this year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.